Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good on this May 22nd, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Hagapper with us.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun this morning. We're going to have a good time. Got our National Day of Calendar coming up in a little bit. Looking forward to that. We have some things that can help you turn into from a night owl to a morning person.
Okay.
And really? All it takes is doing a morning show.
That's in theory,
that's what it says. It's not actually true. We got actually better stuff than that. Well, we'll get into that in a little
Yay,
bit.
Yay, science.
Yes.
We have a company that's offering a bunch of money to watch some TikTok. We'll see how you feel about that one.
Okay.
We got a couple of other things to get into this hour. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to catching up with Paul, seeing how his weekend was, and what Mother Nature's got in store for us. Mm-hmm. After that, we are going to get into an interesting one here that I have. Where is it? Here it is. I got the top, the best songs of the 80s, according to Time Out magazine.
Ooh.
Nice.
We're going to see how close they are.
Okay.
We're going to have our own, we'll give our own opinions and everything, and not just our opinions. We may even take opinions from the audience.
Yay. Oh, yes. We want to hear from mm-hmm. our audience.
We really want to hear from our audience. They just got to call in, 424-2600. That's how it's done. Keep that number handy, everybody. Make sure to be streaming us as well. We're streaming 24/7 at WFHR.com. That's what they pay attention to over in Madison. So make sure you're streaming us. I don't care. If you listen to us on radio, that's fine. Just have the streaming on in the background or something like that.
Yeah, you don't have to turn it up.
No, not at all. 8 o'clock hour jam-packed with all of that. Misty's menu birthday and anniversary club in there as well. 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off the way we like to on Mondays around here with the kitchens open.
Ooh, yeah.
Melissa's show that she's been working really hard on, got a really nice script together this week. Looking forward to diving into it. Want to say a big shout out to our friends at Chatterbox Catering for sponsoring the segment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chatterbox.
9 o'clock hour, also going to have a little bit of entertainment news, some that I write stories, good stories of the day. We'll see what other trouble we can get ourselves into in these three magical, wonderful live and direct hours.
Oh, please, could we? I would really like to get into trouble today.
How was your weekend, Melissa?
it was actually pretty good. Got to spend some time with friends and family. We had a celebration of life that we attended on Saturday. Mm. And then spent the night over at my aunt and uncle's. We got our RV out for the first time this year and got to sit around a campfire and enjoy the beautiful weather.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds... So. A gray weekend, you know, I mean, but good of you to make the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do what we can.
Way to
be. Got some things done around the house, you know, and enjoyed my new clothesline.
Ooh. Oh.
It's funny how it's also a sign of how we're getting older when we
right?
get excited about things like that. I got excited for you when you said it. Like, yeah. Like, ooh, that is exciting.
Well, and the sad thing is you know, we got the clothes, the frame for free, but I had to go buy clothesline. Well, I don't know what happened with me and the girl at Foreman's hardware store here in town. We got chatting, and somehow I ended up spending $36 on clothesline.
How big is your yard?
Well, it was 100 feet, and I got the cable that's, you know, got the plastic wrapped, but I don't know. She's like, well, you could buy this, but you'd have to buy two, or I can get this for you off the line, and it's, you know, 36 cents a foot. Well, I'm terrible at math, especially mental math, and apparently so is she. So, because we're like, oh, yeah, this will be cheaper. No. It was three times as expensive. But I have a nice clothesline that will now last forever.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You got backup, too. I mean, anything ever does happen to it, you got... That is... Thank you for sharing that. I needed that. and I want to be honest with the audience. I worked in construction for a long time. One of my main jobs, when I first started out, was being a gopher. I measured stuff twice, cut it once, you know, mm-hmm. all of that and everything. I still would have done the same exact thing Melissa did. Exact same thing. Especially because as you're not only trying to do math, you're trying to do math in front of another person.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't fair. No, nobody. I don't care who you are. Nobody should have to do math in front of anybody else ever. And once you become an adult, like you graduate high school, that is one of those things that you receive. You also never have to do math again in front of somebody, or at least be judged by it. That's for sure. Because we all feel judged when we're trying to carry the two. And do I carry the two? They're looking at me. They're looking at me. They're waiting for an answer.
Yep. Go ahead. Just cut that.
That looks good.
We'll take that one.
Yeah. It should be fine. thank you for that, Melissa.
You're welcome.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was busy but good. Mm-hmm. Busy but good. We had our walk off debt that Grace sponsored on Saturday morning. There were eight of us that came. Yeah.
Nice.
And I have to thank WFHR. We did have somebody that came because they heard us on the radio. Mm. So thank you for helping us promote that. And we've raised a couple $100 so far. There's another fundraiser that at Woodland Lutheran Church in the town of Rome is going to be having to kind of add on to that. So I had a wonderful opportunity to speak with the vice principal down there. And she shared with me that several of these students, they carry their debt in with them from elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And often they don't know how much debt they're in until they can now get into the system to check their grades. So they're carrying a debt that their parents were not able to handle. And now some of them as seniors are feeling the weight of it because they don't get to walk if they don't have that debt paid. They'll get their transcripts and their diploma, but they don't get to walk at graduation. And so the fact that we were able to help at least one, if not more, students be able to have that experience has been great. So we're hoping to make this an annual thing. We'll keep you posted as to how things develop with that.
Hope so, especially because it is something that our community could use. It definitely needs. And I know that I don't want to speak for anybody else, just for myself. I greatly appreciate those people that showed up. I greatly appreciate this community. It gives of itself, even when it doesn't have much to give. Mm-hmm. We can do better.
Well, and we did have several people who weren't able to make it that sent a contribution.
See,
and
that's
that
great.
There's still time to do it.
Yeah.
There's absolutely still time to do it. You just need to get it to the Nakusa School District and earmark it for food service debt, and they will apply it to the need that is there. They have close to $20,000 worth of food service debt in that student body. So anything that we can do to help reduce that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. I mentioned it before. I was one of those kids that didn't get to walk through graduation because of a similar situation and everything, and I've never let it go. It's always bothered me. Mm-hmm. I did not get a chance to do that. And part of it is not my parents not getting to see me do it and everything. That's on a high school level, but it's on any level that this affects kids. And it, as you touched on, Beth, it does carry with them throughout this time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and often it's out of their own, and for children, it's out of their own control. They don't get to decide how much their parents make or the family situation. So, you know, to be able to help them at least get that leg up to start that next chapter of their life.
More times than not, a kid in a family like that, let me tell you, is working from a very young age and doing everything they can to help their family.
Mm-hmm.
I started my first job when I was 11, I think, maybe even younger, just doing those kind of things to help your family.
Right.
Most of the time, it's not just that that's not their responsibility, it's they're doing more than should be asked of a child and that kind of thing. So do appreciate the work.
And then we had a beautiful morning to be able to have the walk. So it was this attitude was wonderful. We actually had a student that came as well to help out, and she ran it and literally lapped us all.
Of course.
As the rest of us walked the walk. But it was a great day, and was able to do some other things in the afternoon. And then yesterday morning we had our last service for the season at 10:15, starting this coming Sunday on Memorial Day weekend. We switched to our summer hours. So if you're looking for us online or in person, we will be worshiping at 9:30 in the morning at the church. And then yesterday evening, we had our mother-child banquet. We waited a week because of some other things going on at the church. So it was a wonderful program, just celebrating the progress that women have had in society. You know, the roles that women have been able to take, you know, that even 50 years ago were not well accepted. So, I mean, there's still a long way to go, but, you know, it was able to celebrate how not just mothers, but just women in general and the progress that's been made so far.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. And thank you for sharing all that, Beth. And, you know, with these kind of, especially with the walk for a dead event and everything, the first time doing these things are usually like this and takes a couple of times. We'll help build that up.
Thank you. We're hoping to do it annually, and we're going to rotate where it's held and for which school system. So that every 3 years, we're hoping to help these different school systems so that if there's still that debt, which... ideally, in 3 years, it'd be nice not to have to do this at all.
Yeah.
But if it's still there, we're going to keep doing it.
Very cool. Greatly appreciate that. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, get into our National Day of Calendar. Before we do that, I did want to mention that Memorial Day is May 29th. And as a programming note, none of our live shows will be on the air that day. We'll be giving our staff the day off and certainly paying respect on that day, like all of us should be. We are also doing something else that's pretty cool here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and our sister station, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI, the best station to listen to when we are not live on the air. Please don't listen to us. We're going to be airing special messages to honor those military veterans who have served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. By sponsoring these promos, you can be a part of this. You can be a small part of such a big thing. And we greatly appreciate you doing that. There's a bunch of different options for you to be able to do this. I won't get into prices and all those things. Won't bore you with all that. I think that's more interesting coming from Ashley. Go ahead and reach out to Ash. You can do that by calling 424-1300. Pam will put you right in contact with her. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this May 22nd, 2023. And first up on the list, it's National Italian Beef Week.
Ooh.
Yum.
The true food of Chicago. None of this deep dish pizza nonsense or anything like that. Just pizza lying to you that's really soup. The Italian beef is where it's at. Italian beef is where my city is truly known for. You want to really get a good meal and you want to taste that, that's what you go for, Italian beef. Italian beef's
great.
Okay,
but are you a dipper or a soaker?
See, I just like the au jus put on already. I got a cousin who orders it from Portillo's dipped in au jus. The whole thing dipped in au jus.
Wow.
And it's not bad, but I don't like it that way. It's too soaky. I don't know. I like the bread a little fresh.
I like
fresh.
To dip it myself.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Oh, God, I love Italian beef. I can live every day on that stuff. It is also, and this is until Sunday, May 28th, it is also today until the 27th, International Heritage Breeds Week.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Support the survival of classic livestock breeds like Oberholzer goats, Wiltshire Wildhorn sheep, and Gloucestershire Old Spout pigs during Heritage Breeds Week.
Okay. There are, and we actually have some farmers, ranchers in Wisconsin that are doing this. I personally know somebody who has a heritage cow breed, cattle breed that he raises on a farm over by Toma.
Oh.
And a heritage, what makes something a heritage breed? Has it been, it's been around long enough, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I figured. Just want to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
It's specific breeds. And I think his actually are... originated, I want to say, somewhere in Europe, maybe Scotland, but I don't quote me on that.
Did anybody else picture a cow in a kilt? Did anybody? I'm the only, just me. Okay. I'll
well,
move
you
on.
Probably should have, because that's a fun picture.
It is kind of. Or a pig. Either one works. One more I wanted to get in, and it comes to us from our own Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. It from yesterday until the 27th is National Emergency Medical Services Week.
Thank you.
Yes.
Greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
A big thank you to all of them and the hard work that they do out there. Greatly appreciate you. Keep it up and be safe out there. Harvey Milk Day. It's a good one. It's an important one. Join LGBTQ people around the world in honoring the contributions made by Harvey Milk against discrimination and hate on the basis of sexuality. Not just a great performance by Sean Penn in a wonderful movie, but obviously an incredibly important human being in American politics. Harvey Milk was one of the heroes of the struggle, being the first official to be elected that was openly gay in California.
Wow.
And very interesting man, very interesting story.
Yeah.
International Day of Biological Diversity. It's a good one.
It's very important.
Yes.
It's what keeps us alive.
Yep. Biodiversity, or having lots of different kinds of life, is a sign of healthy ecosystem. Visit a local farmer's market and see what your area has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way of experiencing diversity.
Yep. It's coming up. Middle of June.
I'd forgotten about this, but that was one of my mom's favorite things to do, was go to farmer's markets when she was in different towns and stuff, mm-hmm. in different places. I think that's a cool idea. It's actually something I hadn't really thought of much, but yeah.
Because not everything grows in the same region. So, you know, mm-hmm. you head down south, you're going to find different greens and things like that than you'll find here.
You're so right, Beth. Not everything grows. Everything can be black and dark and not that interesting all the time. And kind of, it's World Goth Day, I guess, everybody.
Yeah.
If you care. I don't really.
Listen to your emo.
I guess we should probably do this. Dig out your, you know, that thick black eyeliner and, you know, maybe a leather jacket or something. And if you want, I don't really care. It's goth day. goth is more than that, though. It's obviously a music. It's one of the things about goth, or I would say emo music, or any of these things that fall under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get all into the details and specifics. It is what it is. It is
and
no
to each their own.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and it's no different than blues or country or anything else. Mm-hmm. You see somebody who is into emo or goth or whatever wearing a lot of black and these kind of things. See somebody who's into country maybe wearing a cowboy hat and boots. You see somebody who, et cetera, et cetera. We can keep going. I mean, everything's got its niche. Everything's got its thing. I will say this, though. When I first spent some time in Texas, I was near Waco. And it was hotter than I'd ever experienced hot before. I'd never experienced that kind of heat. And I saw some kids walking around in full trench coats, all blacked out and everything, like complete goth. Like, you really got to commit to the bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're goth in Texas or any of those southern, like, you really are committed.
Mm-hmm. You're risking heat stroke.
Yeah. it is National Maritime Day.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Learn about the contributions of maritime workers, such as transporters, and the regulations, safety rules, and security that goes into those crucial jobs.
Working at sea is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes.
The game is afoot. It is Sherlock Holmes Day. Dig out a book, fire up any of one of about a million of TV movie adaptations of any of them, and see if you can solve the crime. world-renowned detective, most portrayed character in film history.
Wow.
Mystery-solving icon, or whom are we speaking? Why, it's Sherlock Holmes, of course. The world's greatest detective. In fact, the world's first detective, truly. It's one of my favorite characters of all time, and it's certainly one of my favorite characters I've ever played. I actually last weekend talked with a group of gentlemen, not just gentlemen, actually. We have a couple women that are in it too, who have played Sherlock Holmes. It's just this awesome group of people that reached out to me when I played Sherlock a couple of years ago and everything. And we add new members all the time, and part of what we were getting together for was debating if a dog could be part of the group.
Yeah.
Because apparently they did a play version of Sherlock where it was the dog, and Watson was watching over him or something like that. I don't know. It was something that I thought of, and we were talking about, and somebody ran with it. I don't know what happened, but yes, the dog counts.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was, you know, Wishbone.
Hey, yeah there you go. I forgot about Wishbone.
Yeah, he was a detective, and he often dressed up like Sherlock Holmes.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Scottish author of the Sherlock Holmes stories, has stated that the detective character was originally inspired by his colleague Joseph Bell, a surgeon at the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh, for whom Doyle had worked as an assistant. Like Holmes, Bell was famous for having the ability to draw broad conclusions from minute observations, but his observations were put to work as a physician instead of as a detective.
Mm. Ah, he was the original House.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder if Sir Conan Doyle realized how popular Sherlock Holmes was going to become. Because it started as short stories.
He did get to experience a little of that when he killed him off.
Yeah.
And he killed them off, and everybody was screaming. Like, this was the first early signs of, you know, nowadays when Firefly gets canceled and we jump on the news.
Fan outrage.
Fan outrage, and he brought him back. Yeah. He brought him back just because of it and everything. Like, the public press.
Guess he was really popular.
I mean, that is pretty cool. Mm. Like, what do you think about that and everything?
And 1887 was when those first short stories were written.
They still hold up. I still go back every once in a while and will read one. And it's especially, I like it now because I don't always remember everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm rereading it for the first time and trying to solve the crime with Sherlock. And that was my favorite thing to do in those stories, was try to see if I could out Sherlock, or if I could Sherlock, or whatever and everything.
I have to say that Benedict Cumberbatch, though, is probably the best Sherlock.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, James, you contest that, but that's okay.
Oh, no, mine doesn't compete. I was doing it in a very different... Baskerville is more of a comedic play, and so mine was much more comedic and tried to be lighter, which is very difficult for James to do, especially when it's a character I wanted to play my whole life.
And you're having to do it opposite my husband.
Yeah, which is always difficult because he's such a darn good actor.
Well, and I didn't get to see that one, to be fair, so...
Got the first half on recorded, I believe. It was a lot of fun, but I make no... I'm one of the more confident actors you'll ever run into, but I I understand where I also am and am still growing as an actor. I think Robert Downey Jr. did a fantastic job.
I really enjoyed.
I think he gave you a much more of the charisma, much more. I want to say fun, for lack of a better word. Benedict Cumberbatch gave you modern
quirky
Sherlock.
Yeah.
A modern, like a incredible telling of modern Sherlock, similar to what Heath Ledger did with the Joker. It was a modern, more realistic version of the character. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean Jack Nicholson's is is bad. Just a different era, different time.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with you, though, Melissa.
And I was a big fan of the Young Sherlock movie that Steven Spielberg produced.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I thought it was an interesting way to do an origin story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a couple of great versions out there. It's Victoria Day. So if your name is Victoria... No, it's not.
No.
Oh, okay. It's not about that. But if your name is Victoria, I say lean into it. Curtsy for the reigning queen of style and grace. The iconic monarch ruled with an iron fist and a loving heart. So raise a cup of tea and toast to the one and only Queen Victoria. She reigned as a British monarch for 63 years.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Isn't Queen Elizabeth, wasn't she her, like, granddaughter or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
I mean, I think it's cool to learn about these people in history and everything. And at the same time, I don't have too much time to put into it.
Right.
And it's National Solitaire Day.
Introverts celebrate. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shuffle up and deal yourself a game of solitaire. This timeless classic is the perfect escape from the chaos of the world. So sit back, relax, and let the satisfying of playing the game. Now, there's a computer versions, I know, and smartphone versions and everything now. Does anybody still like playing the card game? The actual pulling out the cards and doing it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I play it.
Yeah, I've only done solitaire with actual cards a couple times. The computer version is just so much easier.
Well, but the computer version, I mean, you only get so many. There are like hundreds of versions of solitaire out there. And my mom would use them to help us learn how to not only to count, but to add and subtract and things like that. So it's my mother-in-law just taught my kids one that's called the clock version, which is mainly just kind of luck, but there are so many different styles of solitaire out there that you're not going to be able to get everything on the computer.
424-2600, call up and let us know. Should card games be played with physical cards, or is it okay to play about your phone and all that? And what is your favorite card game?
Which do you prefer? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I want to know what your favorite card game is out there. I always liked War. I always thought it was fun. I think, though, in part because my aunt and I would get so into it. We would get so competitive about it and everything. And you would think that it would involve, like, some skill or something. Like, it's all luck. But the way we played it, you would think there was some skill behind it or some strategy or something.
No, that's
like
when it became slapjack. And then there were injuries.
Yes,
what my brother and I played, Spit or Speed. We would get furied battles.
And don't forget spoons.
Oh, spoons, yes. Go is a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I always liked Spider Solitaire on computer.
Yeah.
Because it was just a different layout and it changed it up a little bit.
The first reference to the term solitaire in the Oxford English Dictionary was recorded in 1801. By 1826, the first book about the game was published in Russia, featuring a collection of solitaire games.
Wow.
Very and isn't the traditional version like Klondike solitaire?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, where you have the seven piles, the four foundation rows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By 1864, the work was then brought to a big publication by Great Expectations by Charles Dickens.
Oh, wow.
It was brought up in the game, in the book. Interesting.
Oh.
I feel like I knew a lot more card games back
well,
in the day.
Well, there's euchre, there's spades, there's hearts, there's cribbage, there's all sorts of different...
Blackjack. No, no.
I'm joking. Poker.
Yep, those are card games, technically.
Well, and card games have expanded. I mean, one of the big ones that I've found in my congregation adds a fifth suit and color. Oh. And it's five different colors, but it's called Five Crowns. And so it's kind of like Phase 10, if you've played Phase 10, where each time you have to do a new challenge, so you add cards each time you go around. So, I mean, it's amazing the different card games that have come out of just, like, Solitaire, just coming out of that.
Oh, yeah, my uncle has one he likes. It's called Wizard, which is a normal deck, but it has a couple other extra cards in it.
Okay.
And it's been years since I've played it, but we used to play that all the time.
I'm totally. We've got Rummy, Canasta. That was another
Canasta.
One.
Yep, I was thinking I was going to throw cribbage out there.
Bridge. We had mentioned bridge.
Spades. Got to spell. Oh, bridge. Yeah, got to mention bridge. Yeah. It's funny though, as I googled card games real quick, and like Magic the Gathering and Pokemon, and that stuff showed up and everything. Like, it is a very, very different than what I grew up with. Very different than the different world there.
But what I love about Solitaire is it shows that you don't need to have other people to be able to enjoy. Yeah, a game of
entertain
cards.
Entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go ahead and take a break right here. Get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got some fun stuff lined up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's 46 to 2 out. If you get that joke, thank you. thank you. It's actually 7:39. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. The wonderful sounds of Chicago taking us into the segment here. It's going to be a short segment real quick, in part because Beth and I wanted to see where this oversized... we had an oversized load going through the roundabout here, and we just had to watch how it all happened. You would think it was groundbreaking news we were just watching there. I also... Beth, I think you and I may have a side gig as commentators.
There you go, yes. Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
We did a pretty good job of that.
I think we did.
Not as good as that driver did. Nice job getting around that roundabout there.
Oh, and I could hear the grumbling. Not literally, just figuratively.
Went out and was outside grabbing the mail for Pam, so she didn't have to. So, Pam, you don't have to grab the mail. I already got it. I'm so glad I went out there. One, the air and the just getting outside in this kind of on a morning like this. Just get out there. Let some fresh air hit you, everybody. Mm-hmm. It feels so darn good. But I got to see, I think, maybe the most beautiful duck I've ever seen.
Really?
It was shining. It was so pretty. It was really, really like a really good looking duck. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a better looking duck in my life.
Watch out, Geico.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it's not Geico. It's Aflac.
I know what you meant.
That's Aflac duck.
What are those?
There you go. Yep. Well, this is a good story a week later. So last Monday, after I'm done here, I usually go grocery shopping with a friend of mine. And on the way back, we saw a duck and ducklings trying to cross the Grand Street Bridge from one side to the other. And we're like, we don't want it to get hurt. And by the time I realized what we needed to do, we had to make a loop around. Mm-hmm. But we came back and they were on the opposite side, but they were still there. And I could see the great So we parked the car and we went and we helped these ducklings. So they couldn't, mom was up off the curb. Yeah. The little ones couldn't make it up over the curb. So we found a way and we helped. There were 10 little ducklings.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
And they were just the cutest little things ever.
There's nothing like that. There's nothing like running into that.
Being able to help them. That's really cool. Nice job.
In a little bit, I want to get into these four changes that a night owl can become a morning person. But for right now, I want to make a couple bucks. This might help you. And is your kid's dream job, by the way.
Kids' dream job.
Yes,
so we're not making the couple of bucks. Our kids are.
Well,
okay.
We might be able to. We'll see.
Oh, it has something to do with video games.
Well, sort of. A company called Ubiquis, which is not a word that I should have to say before 8 o'clock. Ubiquis, this company, they do some brand marketing on social media, and they're offering to pay 3 people $100 an hour to watch TikTok.
Okay.
Before you get too excited, it's a one-off, not a full-time gig. But if you're one of the people they pick, you can make a nice chunk of change in a single day.
Okay.
They're going to pay 3 people $1,000 each to go on a 10-hour TikTok binge.
Ooh.
They say it's to help the company, quote, discover emerging new trends, but it sounds like more like a gimmick to get their name out there, which mm-hmm. they've probably already done. Mm-hmm. You know, I never heard of them before this article. So,
right.
You can apply at Ubiquis, and good luck spelling that, ubiquisinfluence.com. You have to fill out an application and describe why you're a good fit. You also have to subscribe to their YouTube channel for some reason. And they say you can up your chances if you tag them in a tweet about why you're perfect for the gig.
Okay. Hmm.
They're looking for someone who's over 18, already familiar with TikTok, and has an eye for trends. The deadline to apply is May 31st.
Hmm.
I want the opposite job of this.
Getting paid not to?
No. I want to be able to tell them when trends are dying. Or hey, I'm still trying to use the word dig in conversations. You know, that kind of.
Here's my research. It's not going well.
Yeah. I want to see how many people are still like me and stuck. Like I a while back, I realized, okay, the kids are using the word fire, and mm-hmm. it's not meaning fire. Okay,
no.
So we've gone from like cool and like that to all like bodacious and rad and tubular and awesome and all these things, and now we're just going back to okay, we're just going to use words that you know already have a meaning,
right. But we're going to make the meaning.
That's fire. That's you know so hot. It's things like that. And all. So I gave up. I completely gave up on trying new, like knowing new hip trends or new hip words or anything like that. I'm going old school. I'm just going to go old school and stick with the ones that I know.
Like, yeah, but didn't we do the same thing?
Oh God, yeah, absolutely. We did. I just gave you all the ones we did.
Yeah.
I did radical, awesome. You know,
bad.
Yeah, bad. Yes. We did the same thing.
Oh, that's so bad.
I think it's even gotten harder for lingo nowadays. Mm-hmm. So they're even doing that even more, I think.
I think
I give up. I'm done. I'm not even trying anymore.
Parents and the older generation need to do it against the kids. You know, the kids are doing this so that we don't understand what they're talking about. So we need to come up with our own language.
We already do. It's called cursive. No,
or Roman numerals. Yes. Hey, guys, yep. I was really, really proud of myself yesterday because a book I was reading had Roman numerals as like the chapter title at the end of the book for this whatever fake book. They did it wrong. You cannot put a V in front of an M. In Roman numerals.
No, you can't.
So, I was proud of myself that I spotted that.
That's wrong. How about this?
But they did it on purpose, I'm sure.
How about this? Does anybody find themselves from time to time? That was a pun. I didn't mean it. You look at a regular clock, not a digital clock, a regular clock. You can tell the time and you have a moment of pride. Yeah. I can still tell time on those. Like, little things like that. They're victories. They're victories.
They are.
I like the idea of where you're going with this, Beth, but I like the idea of us using words like ubiquis. Like words that they have, the big
million-dollar words.
Yeah.
Superfluous.
Yes. We actually could probably get some help with this from our good friends at Quality Plus Printing on Wednesday when Phil Hartley joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Be listening in the 8 o'clock hour after Melissa's news for that. Would any of you do this? Like, I'm not a TikTok guy, so I don't think I think they actually would like me. Because I've never done this before.
The only thing that would make it tempting is that $1,000 for the day. You know, if I get paid to just sit and watch something for $1,000 the day, sign me up, you know.
Well, but there's got to be something you have to be able to, like,
you're supposed to spot the trends and let them know what they are. As soon as I spot the trend, it will die.
At least that's
been my experience with television shows. I'll finally get into a television show, and then the next season will be its last season. So if they want to know what is popular now and is going to die very soon, that's when I would come in handy.
Especially if they want adults using these terms and these words, we'll kill the cool out of it all right away and everything. Definitely.
Somehow I think this is geared more toward the 20-somethings out there than those of us who are in our 40s.
Likely.
Now, say that they are, because I do think, I actually agree with the writer of this article. I actually think that this is more of a promotion mm-hmm. thing than it is them actually wanting the data from mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. Is that $3,000 well spent? You know, I think so. Especially, you know, when I'm thinking about how much it costs to advertise, and it would cost I want to market something. I want to do something that's going to be read and talked about by all kinds of different people and stuff mm-hmm. that we never would talk about otherwise. You know,
The chance to spend 10 hours doing something and get $1,000, that's right. You know, most people are going to be like, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, are they actually going to follow through on this? Or are they just going to promote that this is the possibility of happening and never really hire those three people?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
They better, because nowadays audiences will follow. Oh, yeah. Audiences will keep up on that stuff and everything. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Melissa, Beth, and James hanging out with you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there, everyone. Thanks so much for joining Melissa, Beth, and James. Hope you're enjoying your Monday out there. Thanks so much for kicking it off with us. I want to get into this one right here. Even morning people can feel groggy on Mondays, but if you're someone who often has trouble in the morning, this is for you. A new study at Baylor looked at the differences between night owls and morning people, and whether it's possible to become a morning person. The researchers behind it say genetics do have a lot to do with it. Some of us are just pre-programmed to stay up later than others, but they found that there are a few lifestyle choices that can make mornings even harder. They followed the sleep habits of 858 college students for a year. And here are the top four things you should avoid if you want to be a morning person. Number one, get a morning show. You know, like we talked about and everything. Get a morning show, and it doesn't matter if you're a night owl or not. Trust me. Melissa and I know very well about that.
Have a newborn.
Yes, there you go. There's another. Well, here are the four things you should avoid if you want to be a morning person. Put your phone down and turn off the TV. Don't use any electronics to close your bedtime, and definitely not while you're in bed.
Mm.
This is the one that last part is where it is, when you're in bed.
Yep.
A lot of us like to scroll as we're wrapping up our day or anything like that and want to, you know, go into bed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying necessarily there's anything horrible about that so much, especially... Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, we've already kind of learned to adapt to this. Like human nature, society, right. We've already kind of grown into this and everything. So we're kind of already there. But don't do it in bed. Or at least don't do it laying down. Even if you're just sitting in your bed mm-hmm. before you get under the covers and all that. Before, you know, go ahead and scroll through the phone. Then when you're done, put it down. Mm-hmm. And when you get in bed, that's it. No more. Oh, but wait! I remember this one thing. Or I should refresh that and check that score again, James. You don't need to. The score will be there in the morning. It's not going to change your world one way or another if that team won or lost.
And if you're going to do it that evening, make sure that you turn off the blue light so that you can do a nightshade or a sleep time screen, mm-hmm. so that it helps to block the light that is designed to keep you awake.
Right.
I completely agree with that one. I don't really agree with this next one, though. Only drink coffee in the a.m. Avoid mm-hmm. caffeine for at least 6 hours before bed. I don't disagree with that, but it has never mattered for me.
It's person to person.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. That's why I say, and because I can't be the only one, I have a hard time believing I'm the only person like that.
No,
that's why I
not.
Throw it out there. But I do see what they're saying. They have good intentions here.
And some of it is physiological, because with ADHD brains, they found that stimulants actually calm you down, and caffeine is a stimulant. So having caffeine in the afternoon isn't going to affect somebody with ADHD the same way it would affect anybody, a neurotypical.
I was watching a squirrel. I'm so sorry, Beth. What'd you say? Joking.
Yeah,
Beth and I can make that joke.
If I drink coffee after noon, I can't sleep.
Really?
I have a really hard time sleeping at night. Then I can handle like a soda. Mm-hmm. But I can't drink coffee afternoon.
I wonder why there's such a difference. Because I, you're not the only person I've heard like that, Melissa.
Yeah, it's the, I think, intensity of the caffeine. There's more caffeine in a cup of coffee than there is in a can of soda. So you're not having as much. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, to me, that helps to wind it down. So you're not crashing. So it's not like you're cutting yourself off cold turkey. You're kind of starting to ease that back.
That reminds me of like wine and beer. Like when you first have wine and everything, and you can't understand how did I get so hammered? Because it hits you a little different. It hits you a little.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take long naps. Don't take long naps. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes might be okay, but if you nap much longer than that, you're more likely to have trouble sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we do a story about the perfect amount being like 26 minutes or something like that?
I was trying to rack my brain trying to think of what that was.
26 minutes.
It was 26 minutes. You're right. Yeah.
So a half an hour will give you that time to get settled into the bed before you actually start to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I admire anybody that gets naps in out there. I really do. I've been trying, and I cannot find the time in the day. And I will say this, though. There were a couple times during the winter that I got a chance to try, and I didn't get the actual nap in, but I did lay there.
Mm-hmm.
I did lay there and try to rest my mind and my body and all that.
Alan, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, as you're laying there, for me, all I can think of is, oh, God, there's things I could be doing. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get those thoughts out of your head.
Or you're beating yourself up as you're trying to fall asleep. Like, if I could just fall asleep right now,
that's...
I only have this much time. This is not...
Well, and then giving yourself permission to say, okay, I don't necessarily need to fall asleep, but just taking 10 minutes to not do anything to kind of reset. I mean, my mom used to refer to it as, I'm just resting my eyes. And the intent was to just kind of have that pause. About 10 minutes later, I would hear her snoring, but it takes off the pressure of having to try to fall asleep, because sometimes that will keep me awake is, oh, I need to, I only have this much time. I need to fall asleep. And then I'm so wired about and worrying about falling asleep, I can't get myself to sleep. So just saying, you know what? If I fall asleep, great. That's a bonus. If not, at least I'm just pausing to let myself take a break.
Yep.
It's it's a good reminder that that our bodies need that rest too.
Mm-hmm.
And don't exercise in the evening wraps this up. Too much physical activity can keep you up, so morning or afternoon workouts are better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that one my whole life. I think for many people that do that, but I know a handful of people get their workout in late at night, and it tires them right out, and they go right to bed like a tired kid, like a kid that's been playing in the ground all day and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, it's a case by case thing.
Absolutely. And some activities will make you tired, and some will, you know, amp you up.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I just thought for the heck of it, I'd look into the best ways to change your sleep pattern. And most of the articles that I came across had similar things, but the MedalignPlus.gov had this all consensus in one space, basically, if you're looking for ways to do this. Because just like we talk about with our brains, you can rewire your brain, you can rewire your sleep pattern, unless you're me. Outside of me, anybody else can. If possible, wake up at the same time each day. Go to bed around the same time every day, but not more than 8 hours before you expect to start your day. Avoid beverages with caffeine or alcohol in them, and avoid eating heavy meals at least 2 hours before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty similar, pretty basic stuff. I don't think that anything is groundbreaking there, but I do think that that stuff that I think that there's something comforting in that you know, that this isn't changed much in my life. I think I studied this and went into this when I was just got into high school, and it hasn't really changed much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they talk about healthy sleep habits and keeping your bedroom only for those specific activities that should happen in your bedroom. And like you said, having the electronics not in bed with you.
And there's something called the 15-minute rule. If after 15 minutes you find that you are not asleep, don't stay in bed. If you're still awake another 15 minutes, get up again and repeat. This helps with associating your bed with sleep and has been found to be one of the most effective strategies to address long-term sleep difficulties. I ain't doing that. I'll be honest with y'all. I ain't doing that. I'd be getting out of, in and out of my bed literally all night.
Right.
Like, there is no, I have never fallen asleep right away in within 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever done that in my lifetime. Ask my mom and dad. Got bags under their eyes still from when I was a 5-year-old. But I do encourage people to try any of these things and see if they work. There's never, never, you know, a harm in this. There's no downside to necessarily trying them. And we wish you well with it. We're going to take a break right here. We will come back with not only CBS News, but our live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center on the morning show here at WFHR.